The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off with a message that is basically a repeat message from our last recording. New and or updated rules regarding the coronavirus are being implemented at more and more entertainment venues. Most are happening because of the recent spike in reported cases of the Delta variant, COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations across the country are once again at record levels. That doesn't mean every venue is implementing the same rules at the same time under the same circumstances. However, it does mean that if you're planning to attend certain events or concerts, it's up to you to find out what the current coronavirus rules are, and then decide whether you do or don't want to attend because of those rules. Should you decide not to attend a certain event, you might want to ask about refund policies. Also, some events require proof of vaccination. Due to the changes, I'll be trying to add a phone number that you can call to get the most updated information regarding a particular venue's rules. Okay, from the world of entertainment, you may have heard that the Rolling Stones lost their legendary drummer, Charlie Watts. He was 80 years old. Charlie was the drummer for the Rolling Stones almost since the band's inception more than 5 decades ago. By many, he was considered the beating heart of the Stones and one of the coolest men in rock and roll. He was also quite a jazz enthusiast, as well as a snappy dresser. Former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr described Watts as a beautiful human being and said he was shocked by the death. Watts played drums on all of the group's 30 albums and on every tour. Watts left the hell-raising that defined the Stones in the 60s and 70s to the other members. Charlie, by the way, married in 1964, and he and his wife remained together until his death. Upcoming holiday events information. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas are not that far into the future. Events are already being scheduled for those holidays, and it's difficult to decide which ones to talk about on this program. Because communities far and wide have different offerings for holidays, and the list grows seemingly longer each year, we're looking at how to present that information. To that end, we will highlight various events around the Triangle and across North Carolina, but will not go into detail so that we can attempt to mention as many of the events as possible. The schedule will include, among other things, the name of the event, where the events are being held, and the dates for the events. The popular Brick Universe Lego Convention is in Raleigh after being shut down last year because of the pandemic. Tickets are on sale for the Raleigh event, which is set for September 25 and 26. At the Raleigh Convention Center. Tickets are $15 each. For more details, check out their website, brickuniverse.com/Raleigh. Artsplosure, Raleigh's signature art festival that draws tens of thousands to the area, will be postponed, or has been postponed, until October. The festival was originally set for May. It's now scheduled in downtown Raleigh, October 9th and 10th. The annual festival, normally held in the spring, was initially postponed last year at the start of the coronavirus pandemic before being canceled. A number you can call for more information, 919-832-8699. Durham's American Tobacco Campus is getting set to again host free outdoor concerts. Here's the schedule for upcoming concerts on the lawn. Wednesday, September 15th, The Dead Tongues. Wednesday, September 22nd, Reese Palmer. Wednesday, September 29th, Skylar Gudaz. And Friday, October 1st, The Velt. The phone number there, 919-433-1566. Currently, masks are required when indoors, but not on the lawn. Attendees are asked to maintain 6 feet between others at all times. And that's at the American Tobacco Campus. The North Carolina State Fair is close at hand. The 2021 fair is slated to run October 14th through the 24th. Adult admission is $10 if purchased before the fair opens, $13 if purchased at the gate. Tickets for those ages 6 to 12 and over 65 are $5. Children 5 and under are admitted free. Tickets are also on sale for ride wristbands, ticket sheets, and trips on the State Fair Flyer chairlift. Tickets are being sold through etix.com. Over the past decade, the fair has drawn just about 1 million visitors each year over the course of its 10-day run. And for the latest information on COVID rules, 919-821-7400. By the way, the North Carolina State Fair is dedicating an entire half day at the fair to help people with sensitivities to light and sound. Accessibility Day, presented by Bandwidth, will be held Sunday, October 17th, between 9 and noon. During those hours, the environment will be tailored to children and adults on the autism spectrum, or those with sensory processing disorders, including the lowering of sound and light stimulants. No lights or music between 9 a.m. and noon at carnival rides and vendor booths. Only acoustic concerts without light amplification at stages until noon. Limited use of the public address system and will only be used for lost visitor announcements. There's going to be an addition of a chill-out zone with tables and chairs, low lighting, and soft music for people who wish to take a break from the fair festivities. And there will be an addition of adult changing stations in existing family restroom. The day is sponsored by Bandwidth, a major sponsor of the North Carolina State Fair. And again, it is being held from October 14th through the 24th. September 9th through 11th, the Hopscotch Music Festival in downtown Raleigh celebrates its 11th year. Known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere, the festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable. This year, Hopscotch will feature a new layout at downtown Raleigh at Raleigh City Plaza and the newly redesigned Moore Square. The Hopscotch Music Festival is set for September 9th through the 11th. Band Together and United Way of the Greater Triangle have announced a benefit concert this fall in downtown Raleigh. This year's event, dubbed Comeback Fest, held October 23rd at Red Hat Amphitheater and will feature funk soul trio Krugabin, soul revivalist Lee Fields, and The Expressions, and legendary hip-hop MC Big Daddy Kane. That's the Band Together Comeback Fest. All right. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts has an extensive schedule. For complete information, 919-996-8700. Saturday and Sunday, September 4th and 5th, it's the African American Cultural Festival of Raleigh and Wake County. It will be held on Licton Plaza. Sunday, September 12th, Boney James, of course, a four-time Grammy nominee and multi-platinum saxophonist, that concert at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, September 25th, at Memorial Auditorium, Porque Los Hombres Aman a las Cabronas. Thursday, September 30th, the IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards will be held at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, October 2nd, Alan Saldana, it's Noche de Comedia at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 2nd, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, live. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Monday, October 11th, Camilla Lou's Tour, May Mandy Concert Hall. Tuesday through Sunday, October 12th through the 17th, it's the musical 9 to 5. This is a North Carolina theater event at Memorial Auditorium. October 14th through the 31st, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, and that's from Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, October 21st, Paula Poundstone, comedian and author known for her smart observational humor and spontaneous wit. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, October 22nd, Friday Favorites, Mendelssohn and Brahms, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. Friday, October 22nd, Gilberto Santa Rosa at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday evenings, October 22nd and 23rd, Mendelssohn and Brahms, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 23rd, Los Tigres del Norte, La Reunion Tour at Memorial Auditorium. Thursday through Saturday, October 28th through the 30th, Star Wars and More from the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. And Friday, November 5th, Friday Favorites again, The Firebird, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. And that evening, Friday and Saturday, November 5th and 6th, The Firebird once again, North Carolina Symphony. These are evening events, May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, November 5th through Sunday, November 14th. Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. This is a North Carolina theater event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, November 6th, Ben Folds. Sunday, November 14th, from the North Carolina Opera, Fidelio at May Mandy Concert Hall. Thursday through Sunday, November 18th through the 21st, Unique Departures, Innovative Variations. This is from Carolina Ballet, Memorial Auditorium. And Thursday and Friday, November 19 and 20, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 6 from the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, November 26th, a family holiday concert from the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Then Friday through Sunday, November 26th through the 28th, Champions of Magic, the Worldwide Wonders Tour. The Champions of Magic team up to present incredible illusions using supercars, an impossible escape from Houdini's water tank, a mind-blowing prediction that has to be seen to believed, and a finale beyond explanation. That's all at Memorial Auditorium. And again, the phone number for the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 919-996-8700. PNC Arena, the phone number there, 919-861-2300. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, it's Luke Combs, What You See Is What You Get Tour. Friday, September 17th, Cat Williams, World War III Tour. Comedy titan and Emmy Award-winning actor, Williams brings his unparalleled talents to the stage with new material that blends side-splitting comedy with thought-provoking social commentary. Monday, September 20th, WWE Raw. No word yet on who will be appearing. Sunday, September 26th, the Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. Wednesday, September 29th, Guns and Roses. Some of you may know them as just GNR. Thursday, October 7th, it's Alabama with special guest Tracy Lawrence. They've been hanging around for 50 years. They changed the face of country music a bit. That was Jeff Cook, Teddy Gentry, and Randy Owen. Tuesday, October 12th, Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2021. Tuesday, October 26th, Michael Bublé. Friday, November 19th, Genesis, The Last Domino. Well, it's been, of course, Genesis, one of the most successful and legendary rock bands of all times. They've sold more than 100 million albums. All right, let's go to the Durham Performing Arts Center. The phone number for complete information, 919-688-3722. Okay. Saturday and Sunday, September 4th and 5th, it's Stomp. Then Saturday, September 11th, Blippi the Musical. Saturday, September 18th, the Ultimate Queen Celebration. Monday, September 20th, Bianca Del Rio and the Unsanitized Tour. Friday, September 24th, Funny Man Jeff Foxworthy, The Good Old Days Tour, and the Here's Your Sign Guy. Saturday, September 25th, the Indigo Girls. Sunday, October 3rd, Charlie Wilson Live. Tuesday through Sunday, October 5 through 10, the band's visit. Friday and Saturday, October 15 and 16, it's Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. Sunday, October 17th, America, 50th Anniversary Tour, probably one of their best-known hits, A Horse with No Name. Tuesday through Sunday, October 19th through the 24th, a newly reimagined Tootsie. Friday, October 29th, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. And I saw a short blurb on the internet just before coming in to record that maybe ABBA is going to be back for for a concert. Saturday, October 30th, LOL Surprise Live. Wednesday, November 3rd, Camp the Band. That's Camp with two A's. Thursday, November 4th, Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2021. Go big or go home. Carolina Theater ready to crank up Thursday, September 2nd. Mallarmé Chamber Players with Hank Patty and The Current. Friday, September 10th, Nurse Blake, the PTO Comedy Tour. Monday, September 13th at Carolina Theater. Forgot to give you the phone number. 919-560-3030. Okay, Monday, September 13th, Dawes with special guest Aaron Ray. Wednesday, September 22nd, Gregory Porter. Thursday, September 23rd, an evening with Amy Grant. Saturday and Sunday, September 25 and 26, it's comedian Theo Vaughn, and he's got three shows across those 2 days. Monday, September 27th, Blues Traveler. Tuesday, September 28th, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers. Friday, October 1st, Patton Oswalt Live, Who's Ready to Laugh? And he has two shows scheduled for that date. Saturday, October 1st, the Monty Grand Slam. Tuesday, October 12th, Faith, Hope, and Love, Readings and Conversations with Kate Bowler, Tressie McMillan Cottom, and Kelly Corrigan. Thursday, October 14th, the Marshall Tucker Band. Friday, October 15th, Nikki Glaser, One Night with Nikki Glaser Tour. Thursday, October 21st, the Mavericks with their En Español World Tour. Friday, October 22nd, Justin Willman, Magic for Humans in Person. Thursday, October 28th, Rumors of Fleetwood Mac Live in Concert 2021. All right, that's all at the Carolina Theater. Again, the number 919-560-3030. Let's talk about a few laughs. We'll start with Raleigh Improv, Thursday through Sunday, September 2nd through the 5th, Aries Spears. Ever since Aries was 14 years old, he's been a force to be reckoned with on the comedy scene throughout America. Thursday, September 9th at Raleigh Improv, Girls Gotta Eat Live podcast. The phone number, by the way, at Raleigh Improv, 919-589-8558. Thursday through Sunday, September 16th through the 19th, it's Arnez J. Thursday, September 23rd, Jen Fulweiler, the Minivan Fabulous Tour. Friday and Saturday, September 24th and 25th, Bob Saget with special guest Mike Young. Of course, Bob Saget, many years on Full House. Thursday through Saturday, September 30th to October 2nd, T.J. Miller, the Uncle Bulbous Tour. Sunday, October 3rd, Christina Kuzmic, the Hope and Humor Tour. Thursday, October 7th, Hannah Einbinder. And Friday through Sunday, October 8th through the 10th, Adele Givens. And all shows at Raleigh Improv are 18 plus. All right, let's move on over to Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number for full information, 919-828-5233. Thursday, September 2nd, it's Josh Pray. Every entertainer, has an aim to be the most prolific, well-known, and original individual of their time. Josh is a bit different. Thursday, September 2nd, it is Jess Solomon. This is upstairs at Goodnight's. Friday, September 3rd, Mello and Brent Blakeney. Mello, of course, from North Carolina, and Brent, who now makes Raleigh his home. Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th, it is Graham Kay. This is an Upstairs at Goodnight's presentation. Saturday, September 4th, it is Mike Cronin. Sunday, September 5th, Ryan Irwin. He's made North Carolina his new home. Ryan has been a featured performer at comedy festivals and competitions all over the country, including, of course, the North Carolina Comedy Festival. Friday through Sunday, September 10th through the 12th, it's the Well-Read Comedy Tour with Trey Crowder, the liberal redneck, Corey Ryan Forrester, the buttercream dream, and Drew Morgan, the ginger ninja. They're stand-up comedy partners as well as writing partners. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11. This is an Upstairs at Goodnight's event, Mike Head. And then on Tuesday, September 14th, Ryan Kelly. Ryan's affinity for having absurd life experience. Ryan's affinity for having absurd life experiences helps him to be a much better comedian. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.